Hi there. Yes, you. How are you? My name is Hope Nabalayo, and welcome to Out of the Box podcast. That is OOTB. I will be your lovely host today, and always, I mean, I got to give myself that reassurance that, girl, you're that bitch. You know? So I don't know if talking about this is a bit too late, but I just would like to share with you how my year has been so far. Yeah, and how I have been being out of the box. The last time I used such a sentence was in high school. How I have been being out of the box. Okay, my English teacher, shout out to you, Mr. Mwaura. You'd be so proud of me. Anyway, I want to start with how I felt when most of us were talking about how our years would begin in February. Yeah. And I don't know where I read it or where I saw this, but somebody was talking about how every single day is literally, by the way, literally is my favorite word, just forgive me, but every single day is literally an opportunity for a new year, hence an opportunity for a new beginning. Because let's give an example of the date I'm recording this, 12th February, yeah? 12th February next year will be a new year, whether I like it or not, yeah? So why has the internet and the media made me believe that I need to start my year perfectly in January, which preposition fits best? Anyway, why didn't my year start off well in January and I decided to start it off well in February? Meaning, if it didn't go as I had planned for it to go in Feb, I'd postpone it to March and subsequently to each and every other month, yeah? Now, you see where I'm coming from with this, yeah? I mean, postponing your new year leads to procrastination of anything you'd have wanted to achieve in that new year. I wish you could see my hands. I'm a very physical speaker, if I may say. My hands are all over the place trying to explain this. And you see, the thing with procrastinating your goals and your new year, new month resolutions is that you'll never get to do it because you're always living with the idea that I can do this again next month. I can start this off again next month. Then what? You start from zero? I mean, what is all that progress you've made up to where you are that you must go all the way back to zero and start afresh because you have this idea that it's a new month and now my year can start in this month? Okay, just don't mind the silence. I don't mind my silence at some intervals. I'm also trying to think of how best to put across my thoughts. I've been told that I'm an all over the place speaker and my thought pattern might be confusing. I don't know how, but my boyfriend just has a way of dealing with that because he hears all my crazy stories. But just, I'm really trying for you guys. I'm really trying. So, where were we? Yes. why should we go all the way to level zero? So I want to give you this analogy of a perfectly planned day. For example, my ideal day would be I wake up at 5 a.m. thanks to Robin Sharma. Then I hit the gym from like 5:30 to 6:30, depending on whatever it is I'm doing, legs, glutes, arms, back, whatever. And after that, before the gym, I'd probably have like got ready, done some mental work, you know, just meditating, visualizing my day, whatnot, journaling how I'd like my day to go. Then after the gym, I'd get back, take a shower, have breakfast, do some cleaning, check some emails, do some work I need to do. If I have a class, I attend my classes. Then maybe I'll meet with somebody. I don't know. Maybe I'll just get a lot done. That's my ideal day. Then at the end of the day, at around 7, I eat my dinner. And by 10 p.m., I'm asleep. But let me tell you, it's in like 10% that my ideal day is fulfilled. Because as much as I plan, as much as I set my intentions, set my goals for the day, it's super hard to achieve these goals. It's actually rather unrealistic. Yeah? Because we're never assured of tomorrow. We're never assured of what the hell is going to happen in that next minute. You see me? And that's why I've adopted this stoic mindset of only being able to control myself in that very moment. So what am I about to do now? What am I doing at this second? Because only God knows what is planned for me in the next few minutes of my life. And I do not have control over the fate or the consequences of that situation unless it's at that very moment, which of course will lead to what I'm not able to control. Yeah. So my ideal day doesn't work out. I'll wake up at 6, go to the gym just for 30 minutes, 40 minutes instead of the 1 hour plus I had planned for. I'll come back, lie down on my bed because I'm tired AF. I get on my phone, I start scrolling through all those reels and those crazy transitions that people give me pressure with. Y'all are talented. And you know, then I end up just having like a lazy breakfast. I take a shower for way too long. I mean, I pick up my outfit for forever and I end up just wasting so much of my time. Yeah. But on some days I do realize that, hey, Hope, things aren't going as you have planned, yeah? And it's in that moment that I decide to shift my mindset and do what I need to do, do what I had planned to do, yeah? So I get out of the gym, I lazy around on my bed, sleep, whatever. But the moment I get up, I'm like, okay, those few hours of my day have been disoriented, completely gone. What can I do about the next? You know, it's like subdividing your day, subdividing what you had planned to do, because you can't get everything right on a test. Okay, you can, but this is life. We're all living it a new way every single day. And this is one of the hardest. It is actually the hardest tests we all go through because life is crazy. And translating this back to my year and my new beginning. Well, okay, January didn't go as well. Perhaps my February didn't go exactly how I planned, or like the first few days were okay. Then the next week was awful. Then what? So week one was great. Week two was awful. Will that put me down in week three? Or will that make me talk about starting afresh in March? Hell no. Because there is something I achieved in week one. Why am I looking down upon it and expecting much more in the coming weeks? Because those two mindsets do not align. It doesn't work like that. I can't disregard my past progress and expect my future progress to automatically be great. Mm-mm, honey, it does not work like that. We need to learn how to acknowledge how far we've come, what we've overcome, what we've had to, you know, do some type of way that we didn't intend to do in order to get into that next phase of your life, that next month, that next day, that next hour. Hmm? Did I just not work out for a whole month? Okay, I'll start again next month. See, there are two ways I can look at this situation, yeah? I can be like, you know what, I'll wait until next month so that I start working out again. And then there's that, you know what, I'm waking up tomorrow and working out, even if it's for 10 minutes, just to get myself back into the mood so that by next month, I'm fully into it, yeah? But it's easier said than done. I mean, it's really hard to put yourself in that thinking space. Yeah, that type of, what am I trying to say? You know, it's just that type of mood. It takes a lot of practice, and practice does not make perfect. Let's debunk that today. Let's set that myth aside. Practice makes progress. And progress is the most significant thing in staying out of your box. Let's just acknowledge what everything has been like in the past and move forward with both the good and the bad, yeah? So I started by talking about how my year has been so far. And of course, since I'm not trying to preach here, I'm trying to be real. Let's talk, yeah? And I'd say my year has been okay. It hasn't been the best. It hasn't been exactly what I had planned for it, but it's been amazing. And I solely thank my mindset on it. I've just been really trying to practice on looking at things in the brighter side, yeah? Like, just looking at the better side of things, like not any type of toxic positivity, but realistic positivity. Like, okay, this happened. So what? Can I do anything about it? No. What can I do about it? What have I learned from it? What's good is coming from the situation? Then I move with that, because honestly, I don't need any type of negative energy. I'll give a few examples. So, the other day, I was on the field. If you don't know, I am a journalist in training, and I was on the field and with a whole team. We were like a team of four. So, the three had cameras and I was the interviewer. But even as the interviewer, I had to be there with the camera crew all throughout. So, it was a walk. A joint walk by MKU, the University of Nairobi, and UNESCO. It's a project I've been actively involved in since its launch. It's called O3+, which stands for Our Rights, Our Lives, Our Future. So what it does is sensitizing on student healthcare, mental-wise, physical-wise, and awareness on issues faced by campus students, yeah? So this walk was just an aim of sensitizing the outer community on this platform and on its existence, yeah? So I'm telling you, that day was crazy. I've never been on the field until that day. I'm always in the studio doing my thing. But that day I was running around. I'm telling you, we were hopping on and off of motorbikes. If my father saw that. I'm sorry, Dad. I swear. Angenifungia tu kwa nyumba. I was lying on the floor. I was going crazy. I was chasing around people to interview, like the prominent people. We were fighting with other media houses. Like, I feel like we were being bullied. Like, honestly, that's a story for another day. But we really had to be aggressive in getting our content. And it was just such a tiresome experience. We started our day off at 5 and we were coming back to our homes at like 6 p.m. Nilifika home you 6. The next time I'm opening my eyes, it's almost 11 p.m. I'm like, what? So that happened, yeah? And then at the end of the day, we were so exhausted. Alafu were like given soda and biscuits. And then I'm complaining to one of my team members called Kristen. Shout out to her. Like, after all we've done, girl, what is this? And then she was like, hey, Hope, you know, like, this is our first time. We've learned so much. Like, this is major industrial experience that you need. You know, like, we've done so much. And I was like, wow. I'm really glad I got to share like my complaints with her, because if I had not, I would have gone back home thinking of what a waste, you know, that day was horrible. So I realized that as a human being, I'm expecting so much from situations, you know, like I was expecting too much from that day instead of looking at the little things that actually mattered. I gained field experience. I gained experience working with other media houses, and I gained experience like interviewing on the ground. And it was such a great deal for me. And the day ended so nicely. Like, we were all happy because Kristen eventually shared with the rest of the team how it's been amazing. And we all left there with such a shifted mindset, you know? So that's experience number one. Experience number two comes in my working out. So I actively work out, but in the month of December, I wasn't able to do so because I was home most of the times, which is not an excuse, but hear me out. I was home most of the times, and home just gives me some comforts where, you know, I'm just chilling, doing my thing. And of course, the chores that come with being home. So I was just, you know, I was just there chilling with my family, doing what I need to do, relaxing. And then we traveled. And while traveling, we got sick. Then we had to stay back for like another 2 weeks into January. And well, yeah. And then when we finally came back, I was totally not in that working out spirit. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start in February. But what I did was buy myself some gym clothes because I really believe in looking cute while working out. Don't kill me. But I want to mention the store. It's Flynn's Store on Instagram. The lady behind that business is super amazing, super affordable. And I was like, wait, so I can get my workout outfits from this store at a price that's not $7,000 for a two-piece kit. Are you kidding me? I'm down. So I did that. And eventually when I put on those workout clothes, imagine nilianza kuworkout. And I was just about to check myself out. And I just got into that mood. Like, I'd try every single day. And the thing with me is that my weeks are so dynamic. Being a journalist is so crazy. I just find myself in different places, doing what, when, where. And then I also have my personal business going on. I actually started a service-based business where I coach people to start their podcasts and I edit your podcast for you. Just hit me up. Mm-hmm. If you think that is a good deal for you, I'm very affordable. Of course, I am just starting out in the business and your support would be highly appreciated. So yeah, like I've had a lot going on, and most of the days I'd be so exhausted. Who the hell is gonna wake up at 5 a.m. to work out? So what I started doing is whatever time I woke up, even if it's not that five, I just carry my ass to the gym. I got this workout app that's very intense. Like it really keeps me on my toes. And even working out for 17 minutes will leave me so satisfied because it has these little badges it gives you when you accomplish something. Let's say your goal was to work out 4 days a week. Oh my God, you feel so validated, which doesn't matter, but a little validation goes a long way in keeping you motivated. So I just shifted my mindset from, damn, I'm too busy, I'm too occupied, I'm home, I can't work out, to, okay, when can I work out? When can I incorporate my physical health in my current life? So that's what I started doing. And so far, so good. It's working out for me. And this still goes back to the whole, why should I start from zero? Why can't I recognize my previous accomplishments and run with them to the next phase of my life, whether it's the next week, month, year? Why do I have to put a name to it? New Year's resolution, new month's resolution, new week's resolution. It can be a that moment type of resolution, you know? And that is really something I advocate for, like just shifting your mindset and doing what you need to do at that very moment, learning to control what you can control and letting go of anything else you cannot control. That's something very much emphasized by Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic himself from back in the day. And if you do want to learn more about Stoicism, because it's something that has really brought me to this realization, you can follow Ryan Holiday. He's an author. He wrote Ego is the Enemy, which I'm yet to read this year. And he really educates us a lot on Stoicism Pale Instagram. So you can follow him. There is another page called The Daily Stoic, which is still his. And you learn a lot about life that is almost religious, but it's life-changing. So I think I can end my episode, well, our episode, because this is a me and you thing. I think we can end things here. I really hope I've added a little value to inspire you to stay out of your box this year, this day, this minute, this hour, whenever you're listening to this, whatever time is relevant to you, I hope this has been helpful. Catch me on Instagram at Hope Nabalayo or OOTB Podcast. You can email me for work at nabalayohope.work@gmail.com. Or at ootbpod@gmail.com for any type of collaboration. And of course, you can get us on any podcast listening platform. Alrighty. So this is me giving you a big talk to you later. Once again, I am Hope Nabalayo, and this is Out of the Box Podcast.